The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
So at this time, I want to officially welcome everyone out there listening by whatever platform you may listen to, whether it's by Apple Podcasts, Spotify, whether it's Rumble, YouTube, or whatever case, or through our official ETH app. We welcome you to today's broadcast. And we got a good one lined up today. It's going to be an interesting segment. We're going to talk about three different things that I believe is a point of interest to close out the week. I'm going to be talking about the first thing I want to talk about. Before we do that, I want to remind you to, if you've not downloaded our free app, you guys that are watching live, you guys that are watching the rebroadcast of this, again, it's simple, it's free, it's convenient, it doesn't take up a lot of data. Please go and download our free app. You can catch it on Apple. You can get it on Google. Just type in End Time Headlines, download it, get it into your hands. You're going to get all of our free podcasts that you can listen. You can watch at your convenience. And you're going to get all of our news and headlines from a prophetic perspective. Everything that we post, everything that we share, if you hit yes to push notifications, you're going to be notified of everyone. You're not going to miss a single headline, even our podcast. So don't forget to do that today. And you can take it a step further, and you can even go to our main website and you can subscribe to our daily digest. We want to encourage you to do that, and it's free. So be sure to do that. All right, let's get after this thing. If you live in the state of Arizona, you've got some interesting things going on this weekend, and it's not the Super Bowl, which you don't really have a team in the Super Bowl, but in case you were wondering, there is definitely some interesting things that's going to be taking place there. And it's especially in Scottsdale, Arizona, where the Satanic Temple is supposed to hold its first annual conference, hoping to bring about what is called a world record for the largest Satanic conference. I want to give you a little bit of information on this. We shared this on our main website. But many of you guys who don't have Facebook or whatever, you may
not.
The
Satanic Temple is hosting a SatanCon in Scottsdale, and it is expected to set a record of being one of the largest Satanist gatherings. The origins for the event date back to 2016, when the temple wanted to deliver remarks before a city council meeting. You may remember this, it caused some controversy, but they were denied when the Scottsdale Mayor Jim Lane said no. The temple sued for religious discrimination, but lost in a court of appeals. Stu DeHaan was involved in the lawsuit and hopes the conference can show the city what the temple is really all about.
A religion that revolves around empathy and compassion, and ultimately it's a rebellion against arbitrary tyranny is our metaphor for what Satanism is.
So tickets are sold out for the conference. The event runs from February 11th to the 13th at the Saguaro Hotel.
So we're going to talk about this a little bit. The Satanic Temple wanted to deliver an invocation before a Scottsdale City Council meeting, and every other religious organization that had applied was permitted the opportunity to share a brief statement that was inspired by their faith. However, Scottsdale Mayor Jim Lane celebrated that he successfully blocked the Satanic Temple from delivering the requested invocation. The Satanic Temple then sued the city for religious discrimination, but lost in a Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals for failing to show that the discrimination was a matter of official policy, as opposed to being a public position of key city officials involved in decision-making. The Satanic Temple disputes the integrity of this ruling, but did not appeal to the Supreme Court. According to the article, because the Satanic Temple could not utter a brief statement, the City Hall Kiva, they are hosting SatanCon. The three-day convention devoted to Satanists will take place in Scottsdale, Arizona. The Satanic Temple believes this event will be the, quote, world's largest Satanic conference, and has reached out to the Guinness Book of World Records for confirmation of this. So how dark is it getting in America? Well, we have, again, the Satanic Temple that is going to hold. And of course, here's the dates. Let me put this back up here on the screen. This is the actual flyer This is, again, today, February 11th, starting today, tomorrow, and Sunday, in beautiful downtown Scottsdale, Arizona. Quote, regardless of whether Guinness opts to include this among the records they document, Scottsdale, Arizona will have the honor, and I'm going to put this up here. I'm going to give you this quote, a screenshot right up here for you guys watching visual platforms. Regardless of whether Guinness opts to include this among the records they document, Scottsdale, Arizona will have the honor. You're going to have the honor, Scottsdale, Arizona, of being bestowed with this legacy. Isn't that great? What a legacy to be bestowed upon Arizona. If anybody's listening to this, you may want to go ahead and start up some prayer meetings. You may want to start intercession. You may want to do what you feel that you need to do if you live in this area, because this is happening whether you like it or not. As the city is recognized for its contribution to the satanic community and becomes a spiritual hub, I want to say that again. The city of Scottsdale, Arizona, is now recognized for its contribution to the satanic community and will become a spiritual hub. A spiritual hub for what? The gates of hell. For those who venerate a literally interpretation of Satan, quote, residents will have Mayor Jim Lane to thank. As hundreds of Satanists descend on Scottsdale, residents will be able to learn more about our faith. Isn't that great? Then they would, obviously I'm being facetious here, guys, so chill out. Don't give me any ugly emails. And you got to know my Southern sarcastic ways. Then they would have, the city had just accepted our petition to deliver an invocation. So this is happening. Again, the Satan Con organizer, Harry Hoofkloppen, from this day on, quote, when people hear of Scottsdale, they will immediately think of Satan. Wow. Again, this record-breaking event will run from the 11th to the 13th of February in celebration of the satanic holiday of Lupercalia, I don't even know how you pronounce this guy, and features a variety of presentations on TST's ongoing projects. Now, I wonder if there's any NFL football fans that are Satanists, because, you know, that is happening on Sunday. So I wonder how good of a turnout they're going to have on Sunday, being that they're going to be competing with the Super Bowl. Just saying. This is crazy, guys. You know, we either going to get mad, we're going to get frustrated. You either laugh, you either cry. Listen, as believers, as spirit-filled believers, you know what you need to do. The Bible says the gates of hell should not prevail against the church. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. It's time for the church in Arizona. Come on. Is there a remnant in Scottsdale? Is there a remnant in Arizona that can rise up? And the Bible says, I've given you the keys to the kingdom. Whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever you loose on earth shall loose in heaven. Behold, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the powers of the enemy. Guys, it's time to put up or shut up. We can talk about Christianity. We can talk about our denominations. We can talk about our church. We can talk about our events. We can talk about this. We can talk about that. We can talk and talk about what was, what is, what could be. Or are we going to rise up and use the power of the Holy Spirit? Listen, you can get on your knees. You say, well, what are we going to do? Protest it? No, listen, you can get on your knees and begin to intercede, and you could see things begin to happen and take place. You don't think God can step in and intervene in this situation? I don't know what kind of God you serve, but listen, when Elijah dealt with the 350 prophets of Baal, he just simply prayed a seven-word prayer, and fire came down from heaven and God showed himself out and revealed who the real true God that answers by fire is. So if you are a believer and you're spirit-filled, you should not be intimidated by this. Because if one can set 1,000 to flight, then two can set 10,000 to flight. Go and get a brother, get a sister, get a group of people. Begin to pray, begin to fast, begin to intercede, and watch God intervene and God watch God move. So this is going on, again, starting today through the 13th. So just to let you know. All right, so we got to move on. We've got a lot to cover today on this segment. Now, I told you, Wednesday, we talked about in Matthew 24, Mark 13, Luke 21, Jesus warned about the signs of the coming of the Lord, the signs of the end of the age. And he said one of the main indicators of the coming of the Lord or the signs of the end of the age would be deception. Deception would be rampant. Deception would grip the believers and it would grip the world. And he warns, be not deceived. And this story, guys, coming out of Insider yesterday that we reported, this is unbelievable. And again, the gullibility of people is absolutely mind-blowing. Police are searching for a quote-unquote religious healer who reportedly convinced a pregnant woman that hammering a 2-inch nail into her skull would give her a son. This is sad. This is sad and terrifying at the same time. Authorities in Pakistan are looking for a supposed faith healer, accusing him of persuading a pregnant woman to hammer a nail into her own head to guarantee the birth of a son. And the woman did it. Really? Like, are we, this is just, again, what's the point of sharing this news? Here's the point. If you've got people like this, that a woman who's so desperate to conceive a child that she's willing to take a nail and a hammer and drive a nail 2 inches into her own skull because some nut job told her, who claimed to be a religious healer, that she would conceive a child when she does this. Friends, what do you think's going? This is a drop in the bucket compared to what's coming on a mass scale. We talked about this Wednesday. If you didn't listen to our podcast on Wednesday, you need to go back and listen to that, because we talked about it, the latter end of that segment. We talked about a new report that's coming out where UFO, quote-unquote UFO experts and different ones in this field are claiming that this year, 2022, is going to be an exceptional, extraordinary year for UFO activity. And we talked about deception. Deception is going to go to a whole other level. And if you are not rooted and you're not grounded in the word and in faith, you are going to fall for this stuff. People, listen to me. Desperate people will resort to desperate measures. What's going to happen when there's no food? What's going to happen when there's no water? What's going to happen when, listen, look at all the crazy stuff with this virus that people did. People drank stuff they shouldn't have drank. People rubbed on stuff they shouldn't have rubbed on. People ate stuff they shouldn't have ate, took stuff they shouldn't have took, did stuff they shouldn't have done that posed far greater dangers than the actual you know what did. Then we see it every day, guys. You see the commercials. You've got hip pain. Well, take this new drug and it will eliminate your hip pain. But with it, you're going to get 65 other side effects, and 5 of those are far in greater severity than the hip pain that you had to begin with. No, thank you. You can keep the drug with the 65 side effects and 5 that are completely severe side effects, like sudden death, sudden cardiac arrest, and all this stuff. I think I'll just take the hip pain and stretch a little bit more, walk a little bit more, and eat a little bit more healthy. But we got a society that wants a quick fix it with, they want a pill for everything and a shot for everything. The United Kingdom, there's a health epidemic, a weight, a gain epidemic, obesity epidemic. How are they proposing to solve it? Weekly injections. Because, you know, it's not, guys, it's so frustrating. I have family in the medical field, and it's the most frustrating, aggravating thing you could ever deal with when you see doctors who patients come in, they're sick, they're unhealthy, and they won't tell them, stop eating the cheeseburgers. Stop eating the garbage. Stop eating the processed foods. Stop drinking yourself to death. Stop doing this. Instead, here, take this pill. Take this. I know it's got 36 side effects and it'll probably shorten your lifespan, but it's going to keep me going to my nice vacation spots every single year. But anyway, I don't want to get on that. This story came out of Pakistan. According to the report, the unnamed woman had three daughters and was desperate to give birth to a son because she was afraid her husband would leave her if she had another girl. She then approached an unlicensed religious healer who advised her to hammer a nail into her head. What? Like, I mean, come on. Really? Like, did he provide the hammer at least? And the nails, or did she have to provide that? Male children are preferred among some populations in Asia, where dowries and the concept of having a male child to carry on the family name are especially valued. Again, the vulnerability of this woman, this is sad, this is terrible. Quote, she is 3 months pregnant, and because of her husband's fear, she went to the faith healer who gave her Tawiz. I don't know how, T-A-W-E-E-Z, Tawiz, things to recite in the nail. In other words, it was some quote-unquote religious rhetoric to repeat while she's doing. Hospital staff who attended to the woman at the Lady Reading Hospital in Peshawar told Don, referring to a luck amulet, the victim then returned home and hammered the nail in her own head. Family members heard the woman screaming in pain and tried to remove the nail, but they could not. They eventually took her to the hospital, where it was later reported. She said that, quote, a woman in her locality did the same and gave birth to a boy, even though the ultrasound had shown her unborn child to be a girl. So again, this superstitious nonsense circulated, and it caused people to do this crazy stuff. All right, now we got one more. We got one more story that I want to share with you guys, and we're going to close out. We've got a short one today. I don't want to keep you a long time today. This one right here went viral on our main website. Stand-up comedian Heather McDonald was recently at an improv where she stood on the platform making jokes and collapsed on the floor. But here's what you need to know. In her joke, before she collapsed, she said, quote, I don't mean to brag, as she told the crowd. I don't care, but I want you to know I am double vaxxed, boosted, flu shot, and I'm going to be honest, I have the shingle shot too, quote. Then she went on to say, listing her list of accomplishments, McDonald went on to say, she traveled, went to Mexico twice, did shows, meets and greets, and never got COVID once. The celebrity comedian then went on to brag about exceptionalism provided by Jesus Christ himself, saying, quote, clearly Jesus loves me the most, seriously. And then she collapsed.
Brag, I don't care, but I want you to know, double vaxxed, booster, flu shot, and I'm going to be honest, I have the shingle shot too. And I still get my period. What? Yes. Traveled, went to Mexico twice, did shows, meet and greets, never got COVID. Clearly, Jesus loves me the most. Seriously. So nice. So nice.
So obviously when this happened, a lot of publications and outlets took to that and said, my God, did she just mock the Lord and collapse? I'm not saying that was the case here. All I'm doing is reporting this and saying this is intriguing. It's interesting. She even said herself, quote, I did one joke and felt so dizzy. One joke. And again, the end of the joke was she said that, quote, Jesus clearly loves me the most, because she had not been sick. She had no sign, you know, all this. I don't want to get into the whole shot of this, because we have to, I try to skirt around that, because I want to keep the podcast up. But what I'm saying is, this is not the first time anything like this has, as far as celebrities making comments like this, this is nothing new, guys. Let me go down this line in case you've never heard of this. Let me just read a little bit of this. John Lennon was the British legendary who co-founded the British invasion band called the Beatles back in the 1960s. Lennon, with his co-writer Paul McCartney, wrote hundreds of songs together along with George Harrison and Ringo Starr. Together, they remained at the top of the list for nearly a decade. The ladies swooned over Mr. Lennon. Some years ago, during his interview, here's where it gets interesting, during an interview with an American magazine, Lennon said that, quote, Christianity will end and it will disappear. Quote, I do not have to argue about that. I am certain Jesus was okay, but his subjects were too simple. Today, listen to what he said, quote, today we, referring to the Beatles, we are more famous than him. His remark sparked outrage, triggered protest, and anger. On the 8th of December, 1980, Lennon was shot 6 times in the head by one of his fanatics in front of his house and died on the spot. Very tragic. Marilyn Monroe, a beautiful woman, very charismatic, one day filming, she was a Hollywood star. One day filming, she was visited by Billy Graham during a presentation of a show. This is all documented. And he said, the Spirit of God has sent me to preach to her. After hearing what the preacher had to say, she, quote, said, I don't need your Jesus. A week later, she was found dead in her bedroom. This guy here on your screen is Thomas Andrews. He was inspired to build the Titanic. A British luxury liner, a reporter asked him how safe the Titanic is. Ironically, he said, quote, even God himself cannot sink this ship. Well, we all know the outcome of the Titanic. This man on your screen here is Tancredo Neves. He was the president of Brazil during his presidential campaign. In his time, he said if he got 500,000 votes from his party, that not even God himself would remove him from presidency. He indeed got the votes, but unfortunately, he got sick a day before he was made president and died. Bon Scott, this was the former ACD vocalist. In 1974, he replaced Dave Evans as the vocalist of the band. On one of his 1979 songs, he sang, quote, don't stop me. I'm going down all the way down to the highway to hell. You ever listen, don't even get the halo off your head. Don't act like you're all holy. You know, you've heard Highway to Hell, AC/DC. Well, here's the guy that I believe was credited to that. A year later, Scott was found dead on the 19th of February, 1980. He choked on his own vomit. Then you've got this man, Sam Kinison. This man, according to this is an article called The Unholy Gospel of Sam Kinison. Sam Kinison was raised as some of y'all don't know this. He was a stand-up comedian. That's why I thought it was appropriate to put that at the end of this segment, because we started out with Heather McDonough, who was a stand-up comedian. Sam Kinison started out, his father was a charismatic Pentecostal preacher. His brother, Sam Kennison was a charismatic Pentecostal preacher. But then, according to a report, when you begin to research this, he eventually fell away. In fact, it says, working as a touring preacher for 7 years, he caught his wife cheating on him and decided on a divorce, and he actually revolted against God. And watch this. He used the gift of preaching, he was a gifted orator and a speaker. He had charisma, and God gave him that gift. And he turned away from God and used the gift and the charisma that God gave him, and he used it for the devil. And he would even make blasphemous jokes, blasphemous headliners, and he would do this thing and make money, and he would tie the gospel into it with it. In fact, let me pull this up. I want to read this. One of Kennison's best comedic sermons was doing Jesus as an aggrieved everyman, whether sitting at the bar on his day off. Now he's talking about Jesus here. This is what I'm talking about, blasphemy. Whether it was Jesus sitting at a bar on his day off, trying to avoid those needing healing, or on the cross angrily responding to his assembled followers, lamenting that he has to die. Quote, well, maybe I wouldn't have to if somebody could get a ladder and a pair of pliers. This is blasphemy. This man was called by God to preach the gospel. This is sad, guys. This is not, we're not making fun of these people. We're not ridiculing them. My heart breaks for this kind of stuff. This man was called to preach the gospel and reach the world, and he became angry, became bitter, and he turned against God, and he used the gifts that God gave him for the kingdom of hell. He blasphemed the Lord, and listen, he died tragically in a head-on collision. And guys, unless somehow by a miracle of God he repented beforehand, it's probably very likely that he is in hell today. And I don't ever make that kind of statement, but I'm just telling you, again, based on the word of God, based on his lifestyle, and based on the fruit of what happened in this man's life. What are we talking about today? What's the lesson that we can learn from this today? Guys, celebrities, stars, people, this hits home to us as the average person. You can't get up and blaspheme God. You can't get up and ridicule God and make a mockery of the Lord and think that God is going to turn a blind eye. In the New Testament, in the book of Acts, one of the Herods stood up and began to take glory for himself. And the Bible says that God himself sent an angel, and an angel of God struck him that moment. And he was smitten with some kind of a disease, a venereal disease, or some type of disease in his intestines and so on and so forth, and he died of a horrible death because he stood up and he began to take glory for God. Look at Ananias and Sapphira. They lied to the Holy Spirit of God. One dropped dead, the other comes in and repeats the lie, and then they drop dead, and they're both carried off. So we need to pray for Heather McDonald. We need to pray for Arizona. We need to do all this today. So listen. Let's do a quick prayer. We're going to sign off for today. And we've got a lot going on this weekend. We've got a lot. We've covered a few topics today. We're going to get ready to sign off for this weekend. We'll be back on Monday. But real quick, let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that this would provoke, what's going on in Arizona would provoke every spirit-filled, Bible-believing believer to rise up, not back down, not flint, make their face like flint, get on their knees, pray, intercede, and bind the forces of the enemy. I come into agreement with every believer that's listening today by radio, or by podcast, by video, that's in Arizona, not in Arizona. We pulled down the strongholds, demonic forces, the plots and assignments of hell, and declare that they shall not prevail. We declare that Scottsdale, Arizona will not become a hub of Satanism and the gates of hell, but may it become a hub of spiritual renewal, revival of the Spirit of God in Jesus' name. I pray, God, that what the enemy intends for evil, you, God, will turn it around for good, and that many souls would be won today and this weekend in Jesus. I don't know how you, we don't know how you can do it, but we believe that you can do it. And we thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. The enemy may have the first word, but you will have the last word in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father, today, God. Lord, we pray for Heather McDonald. We lift her up today. I pray that this situation, I pray that it would open her eyes and get her heart right with God. If nobody else is praying for her today, I'm praying for her. We're praying for her. We pray that her eyes of her understanding be open and be lightened, and she would come to the knowledge of the truth and be saved and born again in Jesus' name. And all God's people said amen and amen. Again, guys, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. Again, if you have not prayed about becoming a monthly partner supporter, please go and do that today. You can do that two different ways. You can give electronically through the app or through the main website, or you can give by check or money order, and you can make that out to End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391, Monroe, Georgia, 30655. As always, we appreciate you taking the time out today to be a part of this broadcast, part of this podcast. We're going to sign off for today. We'll be, we pray that you have a blessed and safe weekend, and look for us to be back on Monday, Lord willing. And we will have another segment, talking points, whatever crazy stuff's going on in the world. We'll bring you more news and headlines from a prophetic perspective. We love you guys. God bless you again. Thank you for all you guys, all you supporters, you partners of our ministry, those that support us electronically through checks in the mail, through gifts, through partnerships, through prayers, the words of encouragement, all of it. We read it, we see it all the time, and I cannot express the words of gratitude to thank all of our partners so much, because it's you guys make it possible for us to continue to do this week after week after week. So we love you guys. God bless you, every one of you, and we'll see you on Monday.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.